home. Some good blocking up front. Tripped up at the 31. A good return.
Great.
And a nice
return.
Tackle there by number three, Virgil Cannon, the senior linebacker from Lake Villa and Grays Lake North High School. So good field position for the Pioneers.
You know,
as we start the game at the 31.
That kid, Keon Miller, he has some promise.
I believe he's
an underclassman at this point. I believe he's a sophomore or
should be. Here comes Raby and company. Ball in the right hash. Twin receivers left. Single receiver right. Tailback Nick Legnioli on Raby's left. Here comes a snap. Fakes a handoff. He's going to the air right away. Some pressure. Gets out of it. Oh, gets hit from behind. The ball's loose. And it looks like it's recovered by the Thunder. That's number 82 of the Thunder. I'm trying to get the number here. Can't match a number with a name here, but either way, it's Wheaton's ball at the Pioneer 35, so here comes the Pio defense.
That's not what the Pioneers
Ben Thorson is your quarterback. Ball on the left hash, twins right. Single receiver left, and that goes in motion to the right wing here. Tailback on Thorson's right. Handoff up the middle, and he gets about 3 yards there. That's Giovanni Weeks, a 6 foot, 205-pound senior from Kent City, Michigan. Was trying to look up where Kent City was and embarrassed, you know, as a former Spartan that went to school there. Don't recognize where that city is. Mm. So they're calling it second and seven, 14-22 and counting. Ball in the left hash, twins right, single receiver left, Weeks on Thorson's right. Tight end wing left. Flanker goes in motion. It's handed off to Weeks again to the right. He's got more room. He's pushing forward. A much better gain of about five, close to a first down here at the 28. Some good blocking on the right side there. So with the flanker in motion, it looked like Thorson was maybe going to do a little pitch to the flanker, a forward pitch. So third and two at the Pio 27, 13:49 and counting. Twins right, double tight end, Weeks on Thorson's right. Here's a snap. It's going to go to Weeks again. No, fakes to Weeks, has a wide open receiver. Touchdown! Caleb Titherington, the 5 foot sophomore from Matthews, North Carolina. Metrolina Christian Academy puts the Thunder on the board early with 13:30 left, extra point remaining.
Wheaton showing some trickery there with
I was sold on Pioneers. The handoff, the way Weeks was running the ball. That looked like an easy 2 yards for him. He's a big guy. He carries a lot of weight. But tough break. Mateo Jesch will kick the extra point. The sophomore from Fishers, Indiana. Snap is good. Hold is good. And so is the extra point. So at 13:30, the Pios are down early to the visiting Thunder of Wheaton. 7-0. We'll be right back after this 30-second break on the Pioneer Football Radio Network. Calvin, take it away, please.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
Welcome back to Schneider Stadium. Not the beginning we wanted. The good news is there's a lot of football left to be played, but the Pios trail early on a fumble from Raby. Three plays later turned into a 27-yard touchdown, and now Josh Linnett will kick it off again for the second time in under 2 minutes. Keon Miller back to receive.
Big return here. We need a big return.
Miller's about 400 yards away from a school record. Jacob Loren is also one field goal away from a single-season record, and we know he broke the career record last week.
Mm-hmm.
So Miller receives a little deeper at his own three. He's going to go to his left here, and not much room as he's pushed out of bounds at about the 16. So well covered there by the Thunder. So, you know, on that, I want to say in that last fumble, Greg, Wheaton, the pocket was collapsing on Raby. He broke out of it nicely. It looked like he could have just ran for some positive yardage, maybe five or six.
Yeah.
And he decided to throw, and there was still, you know, an arm came out and got him.
Well, we do know Raby can run the ball. He has
good wheels.
Done it before.
Yep. So, ball on the left hash at the 16. Twins left, single receiver right. Legs on Raby's left. And here's the snap. Oh, well. Nowhere to go. Maybe even a loss of a yard or two for Legs. Coming from the left to his right there. Thought that a lineman might have moved early there for the Pios. They caught a break. Peter Johannick, the sophomore from West Chicago, Wheaton Academy. Big part in that tackle there from the left defensive end spot. Good job shedding blocks. So they're calling it a second and 11, a loss of one. Clock winding 12:53 with in the first quarter here. Pioneers trailing 7-0 to visiting Wheaton, number 13th in the country for D3 ball. So second and 11, Pios hustle back to the line now. Twin receivers both sides, and a timeout is being called by the Pios, so they're going to have a quick chat about it. We're going to keep it here, and as you see Austin Ike's out with the hand signals, he's telling everyone, settle down, calm down. And I like this timeout, Greg.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing bothers me more than when teams go to the locker room with three timeouts. You know, unless they're up 50-0, I think you should be more liberal about how you use those timeouts in the first half. And now's a good time here in this moment. Calm everybody down, you know.
Yeah, yeah, and we've seen clock management not used well before, not necessarily by the Pioneers, but I forget
other teams too.
What game it was that, you know, a team hadn't used a single timeout that they had available in the second half.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, the coaches just, you know, the coaches are just
we
telling
need
the team regroup.
Yeah. Pioneers come back on the field after the timeout. Ball in the middle of the field here. Twins left, single receiver right. Legs is on Raby's left. It's a second and 11. 12:40 left in the first quarter here. Raby looks to the sidelines. Gets a snap. Hands off to Legs this time to the left. He's got a little room and pushes forward for a good gain. That should be about 4 or 5 yards there to the 19. So now we got, instead of a, it's a more manageable third and seven, shall we say. Third and eight, they're calling it here from the 19. My math would say, well, they need to get to the 26. So I would say that's third and seven. Yep, they fix it on the scoreboard
pass
too here.
Pass play, would you say here, Don?
We're showing balls on the left hash. Twins right, single receiver left. That's Eichstad on the left. Legs on Raby's left. Here's the snap. Raby looks to his right. He rolls out right here in a little trouble. He gets it off. Almost intercepted there. He was going for number four, Sammy Muth there, but well covered there. That was number three, Virgil Cannon, almost getting a pick on that. So dangerous pass from Raby, nowhere really to throw. And so the Wheaton defense doing its job here early on. 11:49, clock stops with the incomplete pass. Back to receive for Wheaton is number 11, Caleb Titherington, who scored the first touchdown. He's back at his own 30. Here's the snap to Strevener. It's blocked! Goes into the end zone, and it's recovered by the Thunder for a touchdown. Wow, big special teams play by the Thunder early on. Strevener really had no chance on that. So add six more points to the Thunder docket here.
You know, I was excited when you said blocked kicked on because
it reminded us last week when we did it.
Yeah, yeah.
It was the exact same. Now, one of these special teams players for Wheaton, that ball's about to roll out of bounds. He batted it back in. I think that's what the refs are discussing. Are you allowed to do that? It looks like there's a flag on the field. Maybe that's not allowed. But either way, I think that would at least be a safety. It should be 2 points there. I don't know why you wouldn't be allowed to do that.
Yeah.
So there's a flag in the back of the end zone, and I think that would be a legal play, and why not? It's kind of like when you're punting and you try to keep the ball from going into the crossing the goal line, breaking the plane.
Yeah.
You bat it back into the playing field. And that's what that gentleman was trying to do. I can't believe you'd penalize somebody for doing that. Mm-hmm. And it's not a forward lateral, nothing like that. So
right.
Let's see what the refs decide here.
Illegal batting.
So now it's a first down for the Pirates. Wow. That's like a 15-yard penalty. Or it's enough to move the chains anyway.
Have you ever heard of
that
penalty?
I've never heard that. Wow.
Illegal batting. Oh,
you'd think we were a Southern school with that call. Holy cow. I didn't realize you would punish someone for good hustle. Max Smith, the senior from Knoxville. So I know it's 7-0 still, and the Pios have a first down. Trips right, single receiver left, legs on Raby's left here. Ball at the 29. Here's the, it's going to legs on the right. He's got nowhere to go, and he's met for another loss. Swarming Pio D. Led by number 43, Dimitri Cannon, the junior from Lake Villa. So a couple cannons here on the lineup from Grays Lake North. So make that a 2-yard loss, second and 12 at the 26. Clock winds 11:16, and Pios come back to the line after a quick huddle here. Twins right, twin receivers both sides, excuse me. Legs is now on Raby's left here. 11:04. Pios trailing 7-0 here. Snap, Raby looks to his right, gets out of trouble, and he gets it off just in time to Sammy Muth, who falls on the catch. Raby was getting sacked as he threw it and even had a hard, but he managed to get it off to Muth. So it's no gain on the pass, so at least he avoids a sack. So now you're looking at third. No, they give him a yard for that. So it's 3rd and 11.
I was going to say, Don, positive yards.
Ball in the 28.
Positive yards.
Yeah, well, especially in that, especially the way this, boy, this Wheaton team really ate their Wheaties this morning. I mean, they are shot out of a cannon on every play. Ball on the right hash here. Twins left, single receiver right. A big 3rd and 11 play. Raby looks to the sideline. Legs is on his left. 10-18 and counting. 7-0 Thunder. It's been all Thunder so far. The snap. It's a draw. He gives it right to Legs. Legs breaks out. Breaks another tackle. He gets all the way to the 36 before being brought down by number 3, Virgil Cannon. And close to first down yardage, but not enough to move the sticks. And about a, we'll call it a 7-yard gain there. So it's 4th and 3 from the 36. Struggler out to punt. Number 11, Caleb Titherington, back to receive.
He's dangerous. Watch out.
Clay Campbell is also in on that last tackle for the Thunder. Here's the snap. Struggler gets it off. It's a beauty. It goes over Titherington's head, bounces. He's going to field it. No, he's going to let it go smartly in the Pios will pick it up at the 11. No, the 9-yard line. So a beautiful punt by Strebler and a wise last-second decision there by Titherington to let it go. Seeing how he scored on that opening touchdown, I was still worried about him picking it up and running. So,
yeah.
So this is the second drive for the Thunder, starting deep in their own territory. Last time they had the ball, it was at around their 35-yard line, and three plays later, they threw a 27-yard touchdown across the middle from Thorson to Titherington. So, single receiver right, two receivers left here, real tight to the line. Here's a handoff. Gives a handoff to the tailback on the left. He bounces out there and met by a couple Pios. Jaeger Vine and Evan Holm. So about a 5-yard gain there to the 14. Could have been bigger, but great pursuit by the Pios. So it looked like it was going up the middle there to number Weeks. Now different tailback in here. Or no, it's still Weeks. He's on the right. Twin receivers both sides. He fakes the Weeks. He rolls out right. Thorson going deep. He's got a guy. It's too high. Titherington was open. Soft coverage there from the Pios, but Thorson overshot it, thankfully. If he was to reel that in, Greg, you would have had a first down at around the 31 there. So
Yeah.
Big third and five play here.
Okay.
As you can hear the thundering. Key play for the Pios and their defense here. Weeks is on Thorson's left. Twins right, single receiver left. Ball in the left hash at the 14-yard line.
Come on, big
Thorson gets
here.
A snap. Looks to his right. Now he's going to run it. He's got room, but no, he's met by a couple Pios. Looks like it's short by about a yard of the first there. Will Campbell and Damon Loker in on that action. Good heads-up play by Thorson, getting positive yardage. Almost had a first down there. But Loker and Campbell shut it down.
That's a big stop right
there.
It's
a huge stop as we see Sammy Muth lined up, backing up from his 43-yard line. 8-11 and counting in the first quarter. And the first punt of the game from Nate Tufflian from Palatine Friend High School. There's a snap. The punt almost blocked. He got a piece of it. Yep, that was deflected. And it's going to roll out to 49. So Austin Eichstad, who we know better as a receiver, came in and got a piece of that. And the ref indicated such with this hand signal, given that there was contact with the punter. So now the Pio's making things happen.
Well, and that's a big momentum shift.
It really well could
Eichstad
be.
Eichstad, too, because
no doubt.
He's not been real involved in the offense so far this game, and he wasn't really involved last week.
Yeah, double coverage there. But to his credit, that opened up other great receivers like Josh Hill. And
yep.
Trips left, no receivers right. Legs on Raby's left. Piles trailing 7-0 in Wheaton territory for the first time today. And Legs, a good strong run. And he's brought out of bounds all the way to the 28, a 12-yard gain for Legs. Boy, there was some great blocking there, and Legs found the hole perfectly. A handoff off the snap from the left to the right, and almost like a student body right, a modern version of it.
I thought he might go all the way there.
I thought so, too. That felt good. So, but now we're at the Wheaton 29, 7:29 and counting. Pio's trailing 7-0. Twins left, no receivers right. Legs on Raby's left. Raby looks to the sideline. And here comes a snap. It's going to go to Legs again. Up the middle, not much there, maybe a yard. Smothering D there. Christian Bunakisti along with Johnny Miller on the tackle. Number 92, the 6'1", 270-pound senior from Roscoe, Illinois, Lutheran High School. They're calling it no gain, so it's 2nd and 10 there, 6:49 and counting. Ball's at the 29 of Wheaton. Twins left, single receiver right. Legs is on Raby's left. Double tight end here. Actually, so no, just one tight end. Hancock on the left.
Coleman.
Here comes the snap.
Yep.
Raby looks to his right. He's got Eichstad. It's cut. And another first down at the 11. What I call eight down territory. And he sailed it up there. Eichstad was well covered on that. Got to credit number 12 here. Max Wilson in that coverage. Just Raby floated up where only Eichstad could use his height advantage. So Twins left. No receivers right. Breckheimer on the right. Mikey Coleman in the game. The Bloomington Fly on Raby's left. 6 minutes and counting in the first quarter. Pioneers threatening, trailing 7-0. Here's the snap. It's going to Coleman. He cuts it to the off tackle and gets a couple of yards there. Just past the 10. They'll probably call it a one-yard gain. No, they call it two. 2nd and 8. And the Pios need to get to the 1. They can still get a first down here if they get past the 1. So, Twins left, double tight ends right. Coleman on Raby's left here. 5:24 and counting. Here's a snap. Going to go to Coleman on the right. Some good blocking here. Not much. Might have got a yard or two. Saw some good pulling there from Trevor Pye, the right guard, but Great stand against the run by the Thunder as it remains third and eight. So Twins left. Keon Miller in now at the flanker. Eichstad all alone on his right. Coleman on Raby's left. 4:46 and counting. Opening quarter. Here's a snap. Raby looks to his left. Now back to his right. Going for Eichstad. Oh! Eichstad knocked away beautifully. Eichstad was up there for it, but Max Wilson got up there to help tip it away. Looked for a second there that Eichstad was going to hang on. But Wilson put enough distraction on there legally. So Jacob Laurent here, and this will break, if he makes this, it'll break a single season record here. From the hold, it's going to be a 27-yard field goal. There's the snap, the hold, that's all good. And so is the field goal. So the Piles are on the board with 4:33 in the opening quarter, trailing Wheaton 7-3. We'll be back after this quick 30-second commercial on the Pioneer Football Radio Network. Calvin, take it away, please.
If you've been searching for authentic, made-from-scratch American Italian cuisine, visit Mia's of Waukesha. Mia's skilled chefs craft every dish with freshness and love, bringing you the true essence and flavor of American Italian classics. Open daily Wednesday through Sunday at 800 Clinton Street in Waukesha. Walk in or call to reserve a table. 262-547-6503. That's 262-547-6503. Or log on miasofwaukesha.com.
It's a 7-3 game here at Schneider Stadium. And, John, I love that drive. That was a good – you know I'm big on momentum. That yep. was a good momentum and drive.
Important drive for the Pios, who some would say should be trailing 14-0 here on a blocked punt. And I didn't realize, and maybe no fault of the officials, but the fact that the rule exists that if you bat a blocked punt before it goes out of bounds, that that's a penalty enough to move the chains. Still hard to believe, but Pioneers get off scot-free, and two series later get the ball back at the Wheaton 49 and move it downfield. Good run by Legnioli. This Wheaton defense has been really stingy against the run. And I have to say, in spite of the slight momentum shift, Greg, that if this were a heavyweight boxing match, that I think Wheaton would still be far ahead on points, knowing how physical they are and what they've done.
Well, and I have to give credit to my guys, Austin Eichstead and Mikey
Big
Coleman,
catch. Yeah.
on offense. They yeah. were integral parts of that drive.
Well, and also Nick Legnioli on that 12-yard run, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So, it's this might be the kind of game, too, is you'd like to see our tight ends get some touches here as well. And I think, again, against a team like this, you have to use the entire offense here.
Yes, yes.
And, Breckheimer and Hancock can both give you yards after catch and good hands, and I'm in a game of this momentum. I have nothing against 5 and 6 yard gains on these short passes.
Well, that's the beauty of D3, right? You yeah. have more players available to you.
Yes, you do. Yep. So, two back to receive now for Wheaton. Excuse me. You've got number 11, Caleb Tetherington. And he's joined by number 4, Jack Allen, a wide receiver from Kennesaw, Georgia. So, and I've noticed, too, Wheaton, 4 Wheaton starters, 3 in offense, are from Wheaton. So they recruit well at home, too. Mm-hmm. That includes Thorson, the starting quarterback, who we'll see momentarily. Laurent with the record-breaking kick. He kicks a squibber and is fielded by an upback at the 25, who runs to his right, now pulls in the middle and brought down about the 29 there. So that was Riley Howard, number 35, the tight end from the sophomore from Slaughter, Louisiana. Went to Zachary High School. So Thorson and company will come out leading 7-3 after the Laurent field goal and the Pioneers' last drive. Thunder showing twin receiver packages, both sides, ball in the right hash of the 29, 4:27 remaining. Weeks is on Thorson's right, Giovanni Weeks. Here's a snap. He's going to go to Weeks up the middle there, and he pounds forward. Wow, the Pio defense was there, but Weeks used those leg muscles and turns that into a 5-yard gain. So what you'd like to have seen been turned into a 2-yard gain was actually pushed forward to 3. I mean, he had that whole he had 3 tacklers pushed back on that. Luke Brosig in on that tackle.
Brosig playing in his first
start
game. Our first start.
So we got 2nd and 4, actually, a 6-yard gain, 3:53 remaining. Single receivers both sides, double tight end flanks. They fake the weeks, a quick pass to the tight end there. And he gets first down yardage. Before A.J. Moore and Damon Loker bring him down. And that was Ben Juska, the junior from Westmont, Illinois, with the first down yardage here. So now they're in Pyle's territory at the 49. Twin receivers left, single receiver right. Left tight end flank. Or wing, excuse me. Weeks on Thorson's right. And here's a snap, and he's going to go to Weeks. He'll run to his left. Not much room to go, but he does manage to get about 1 or 2 there. Luke Brosig with a great solo effort and a good low technique tackle there. So they're calling it, looks like a 2-yard gain to the Pyle 47. Clock winding, 3 minutes and counting in the opening quarter. Wheaton looking to add to a 7-3 lead. Let's see if the Pyle defense has an answer here. Ball in the left hash, single receiver left, no receivers right. Actually, tight receivers close to the line here. Weeks on Thorson's right. Here's a snap. And he fakes the pitch. He's going to run it himself, and he runs into a bunch of Pyles there. Elliot Miller with the lead tackle with help from Will Campbell and Damon Loker. So good team effort there by the Pyles.
Elliot Miller, a name we called a lot last week.
Sure did. That's going to be about a 1-yard gain. They're calling it 3rd and 7. They need to get to the 39 for a first. Let's see if the Pyles can answer on what is another key play. Trips right, single receiver left. Weeks on Thorson's right. Flanker goes in motion now, so it's twin packages both sides. Here's the snap to Thorson, looking to his left. Now he's in trouble. He gets rid of it. Has an open man. That's Weeks. And he's got first down yardage. So right as the pocket collapsed, Thorson found his third option, and that was the running back Giovanni Weeks. Open over the middle, closer to the right, and the ball will be marked on the right hash. So Thunder moves the chains again here. 1st and 10 at the Pyle 38, 1:41 and counting in the opening quarter. Twins right, single receiver left. Weeks on Thorson's right. Split end goes in motion. He fakes to both. Thorson looking, he's in trouble. He's going to get sacked at the 49 of Wheaton. A huge sack. And guess who? Nick Mantis with help from Steven Lazarus in the number 2 spot today.
First sack of the day for Mantis.
They needed that because there hasn't been much pressure. So make that 2nd and 19 for Wheaton. Clock winding, 57 seconds and counting in the opening quarter, a 7-3 Wheaton lead here. Trips right, tight receiver left. Now the flanker goes in motion to the left in a wing spot. Weeks now moving in motion to the right. Thorson, a quick screen to Weeks. He's got some room, but finally pushed out of bounds after an 8-yard gain. They got all that yardage back pretty much. Damon Loker finished him off there right at the 40-yard line. So they make that 3rd and 12. 28 is the yard to gain. Clock continues to wind. 30 seconds and counting here in the opening quarter. Ball on the right hash. Single receiver right. Tight trips left further out from the line, like right on the left hash. And then Weeks on Thorson's right. 15 seconds and counting. Here's the snap. Thorson looking to his left. In some trouble. He's got to run. He's got some room. Oh, brought down beautifully. Thunberg with the big run. Travis Runberg with a big tackle. And we got, is there a flag down here?
Yeah, we do have a flag.
That ends the quarter. Actually, nope. That ends the first quarter.
Okay.
So. Runberg with a big tackle for making it 4th and about 8. So We'll take a quick break here at the end of the first quarter. Pios trail the Thunder of Wheaton 7-3. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Calvin, take it away, please.
Red Delicious, Honey Crisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Thanks for listening on the Civic Media app and 101.1 The Shot. We are back.
We're ready to start the fourth quarter here on fourth and eight. Ball at 36. And Wheaton's going to, no, they're going to punt. Sammy Muth back at the five. Nate Tuffelon, the punter. He's going for the coffin corner, and Muth's going to let it go out of bounds at about the nine. Let's see where the ref spots it. And looks like he's going closer to the 10. He stops at the 11, so a little more breathing room for Rabian Company. Thank you so much. So as we look at the first quarter stats, both teams are equal in the number of first downs. Wheaton leads in passing yards, 55-19 over Carroll. Thorson, 4 for 5. Raby, 2 for 4. And here come the Pios. Twin receiver packages both sides, ball in the right hash. Mikey Coleman on Raby's left, the Bloomington Fly. Snap. Raby looks, quick pass underneath to Coleman. He's got some blocking. Gets first down yardage and more to about the 22.
Nice run.
And a good stick there by Johnny Eller, the 5'11 junior, as Coleman leaps past him. So the chains move, first and 10. That was a very important play for the Pios deep in their own territory. Clock runs 14:31 in the second quarter. Pios trailing 7-3. Twins left, single receiver right, ball in the right hash. Mikey Coleman on Raby's right. Tight end goes in motion to the left. It's a handoff to Coleman, fouling the tight end block. He's got some more room. He's going to the 40, 45, 50, 45, 40. Finally pushed out at the 36 of Wheaton. A huge run by the Fly, Mikey Coleman. Clay Campbell with a touchdown saving tackle there, pushing Coleman out of bounds. And Trevor Breckheimer is now coming out, gets a lot of credit for leading the block on that. He came from the right to the left in motion, led a big block, and Coleman did the rest. Wow, he showed some great wheels there, Greg.
Yeah, good speed there.
Ball marked at the 35 of the Thunder. Twin packages both sides. Jackson Case in the game now on Raby's right. 13:47 and counting in the second quarter. Piles looking to get some more points on the board, trailing 7-3. Two big plays from Mikey Coleman have put him in a good spot here. And it's going to go to Case now. Big hole up the middle. Case cuts it through. He's close to first down yardage, just short there. Great cuts there by Jackson Case. And
Don, I think Carroll's found some success with the running game. What
finally,
do you think?
They do. Yeah, they marked him a little shorter than I thought. It's a 7-yard gain. Second and 3 at the 27. 13:06 and counting. Trips right, single receiver left. Case on Raby's left here. 13 minutes remaining. Here's a quick pass. He's got a guy. That's Keon Miller for first down yardage there. Brought down at the 22 by a host of Thunder. It's funny, their name's Wheaton. I want to call him the Harvest. I think I may end up just sticking with that. It just comes out more easily to me, so... So good conversion, another great conversion there by the Pios. Three first downs on four plays. Ball's on the 22, 12:38 and counting. And Case is still in the game here. Single receiver left, no receivers right, double tight ends. Raby stops to look at the line for the call. 12:23 and counting here, first and 10. A 7-3 Wheaton lead. And Raby play action. Now he's got room to run. He's rolling out left. He's going to take it himself. Got some good yardage. Finally forced out of bounds about the 16. So, number three is responsible for that for Wheaton. Virgil Cannon forcing Raby out.
Is it second and four now?
Yep, we've got second and four. 6 yard gain, 11:51 and counting. Trips right, no receivers left. Breckheimer on the left, Coleman on Raby's right. And that's Trevor Hancock on the left, excuse me. Here's the snap. It's going to Coleman on the left there. Oh, wow, pushes forward, the fly. Didn't look like he was going to lose yardage, but he squirms forward for some positive yardage, about a 2 yard gain, setting up third and two.
Coleman's saying to Weeks on the other side, I can play this game too.
He did. Boy, the fly really, I don't know how he found a hole there because, again, he had three Thunderers staring him in the face. 11:08 and counting, a third and two. Ball right at the 15-yard line of the Thunder. Trips right. Hancock, tight end left. Coleman on Raby's left, flanker in motion. Fakes to Coleman, a quick pass. Oh, he underthrows and opens Sammy Muth there in the flat. That was first down yardage. So, tough break there. Very uncharacteristic of Raby, to borrow from Dean over there on the Facebook. So, Laurent coming out here. For it looks like a 32-yard field goal from the hold. The snap, the hold, the kick, and it is good. So with 10:46 remaining in the second quarter, the lead has been cut to 7-6 in favor of Wheaton. The Pioneers chipping away thanks to some tenacious D and some good offense. That drive started all the way from the Pioneer 11 before finally ending at about the 16, the 15 of the Harvest.
Yeah. So Carroll just doing what they can here, Don, just to stay in this game. I like that. I like.
Me too.
You know, there's been no trickery, no deep really plays, but doing what they can to stick in this game.
In my interview with Coach Buda, he said, you know, we're going to keep it close, and it's going to be we're going to take what the defense gives you. And they've taken that and then some so far after a couple very tough first drives, the opening one ending up in a turnover in their own territory that then resulted in the only touchdown of the game. So Laurent getting ready to kick off from his 35. And again, that is Caleb Titherington and Jack Allen back to receive for the Thunder. And you can hear the roar from the crowd. Ho! There's the boot. It's another square. Oh, it goes off of a lineman. Oh! It hit an upper lineman, but he landed on it right away. So the bad news is Wheaton starts out at their own 50, and I'm thinking Triple G there, they probably factored that. They want to give Wheaton the shorter field to play with here.
Mm-hmm.
But, boy, he pounded that. That went off of number zero, Andrew Partica, the junior D-back from Jacksonville, Florida, homeschooled. Mm. So right at the 50-yard line, the Thunder will take over. Really tight trips package there, twin package there on the left, single receiver right. Weeks on Thorson's. Flanker goes in motion. It's going to go to Weeks up the middle there. Oh! Breaks a big tackle. Would have been for loss, but he's still on his feet. Only Jaggervine to stop him, and he forces him out of bounds. But it will be a first down and a flag after the play there. I don't know what happened. There might have been some contact. This might go against Wheaton. Let's see. So Jaggervine saved a touchdown there. Great job by Weeks breaking a leg tackle there near the line. It was first handed off going up the middle, then he pulled it out to the left. It's going to go against the Pioneers late hit, so.
Yeah.
I don't know where that happened. But that's, You know, again, this is also what hurt us in the Augie game was three personal fouls for 45 yards.
Yeah.
And against these great teams, you can't get away with that.
Yep. You have to let the play end, you know.
Play to the whistle, boys. Yep.
Yep.
So it's all the way to the 28 of the Pios here. First and 10. Tight trips right. Single receiver left. Weeks on Thorson's right. It's going to go. No, fake to Weeks. He's got the tight end in the flat, but he's brought down for no loss there. Great job there on the defense of the Pios. Number 22 of the Pios, Jake Binkowski back in this first game back after getting injured in the North Park game. So really grateful to be calling his number. They're going to give him a short one-yard gain on that. And that was to the tight end, number 18, Ben Juska. Big open field tackle there by Binkowski. Single receivers both sides, tight twins, double tight end here. Weeks on Thorson's right. Hand off to Weeks up the middle. He's got some room. He's going to push it forward. He's close to another first down. Looks like he's marked just short. So the Thunder line really pushing those Pios back. So third and one, another key play for this Pio defense deep in their own territory. Trying to thwart off another threat here. So now we got Thorson's under center, an I formation with Juska in fullback, Weeks the tailback, single receivers both sides, 9:03 and counting. It's going to go to Juska. Oh, he gets hammered at the line there. Will Campbell, he might have first down yardage anyway, but what a great job. Yep, they're giving him, they're moving the chains, but wow. What a hit. Coach Buda coming out to question the spotting, I think. No, but they're moving the sticks. That was a great play by Wilt Campbell getting past blocking. He pounded Juska hard, but it looks like Juska already had the real estate he needed.
Yeah, the crowd thought he had it. Definitely
I thought
the
so
crowd
too,
was
but
not happy with the...
Juska had the real estate, I think. So ball there at the 10 here. First, nope, I'm sorry, ball at the 13, excuse me. Single receivers both sides. Hand off to Weeks from the right to the left. He's got a hole, and it's going to be a touchdown. Weeks from the right to the left, off tackle. And great Thunder blocking. Gets a lot of credit for that. So make that 13-6 with 8:21 remaining. Extra point pending for the Thunder.
How about a blocked extra point here?
Hey, why not? That would be really nice. Mateo Jesch, the kicker, looking to add his second extra point of the day. So here's the hold and the kick. And it's good. So with 8:21 left, the Pios now trail Wheaton 14-6. We'll take a quick break here on the Pioneer Football Radio Network. Calvin, take it away.
If you've been searching for authentic, made-from-scratch American-Italian cuisine, visit Mia's of Waukesha. Mia's skilled chefs craft every dish with freshness and love, bringing you the true essence and flavor of American-Italian classics. Open daily Wednesday through Sunday at 800 Clinton Street in Waukesha. Walk in or call to reserve a table. 262-547-6503. That's 262-547-6503. Or log on miasofwaukesha.com.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
Welcome back to Schneider Stadium. And after getting six unanswered points, the Pios give up another seven here to Thunder on a drive that started from their own 50. Kickoff there by their long kicker, number 37, Josh Winnett goes into the end zone for a touchback. So Piles will take over at their own 25, as is the college rule. Here comes Raby and company. Mikey Coleman will be the tailbacks to start this drive. Hill and Sammy Muth on the right. Split end and flanker, respectively. Eichstadt all alone here on the left. Coleman on Raby's right. And it looks like we've got Breckheimer, right tight end. Here's the snap. It's going to be a handoff. Coleman cuts it from the left to the right, and he gets some positive yardage there, breaking a couple tackles again at the line for a three-yard gain. So we'll make that second and seven as the clock winds, 8-10 and counting in the first half. Pioneers now trailing 14-6. They're trailing 7-0, and then got the next two scores in field goals from Jacob Laurent. But then the Harvest, starting with great field position from their 50, five or six plays later, put the ball in the cup on a 10-yard run, 13-yard run from Giovanni Weeks. So Twins right, ball on the left hash, single receiver left. Ball at the 28, second and seven. And it's going to be a handoff again to Weeks. He's going to cut it up the middle there. Good positive yardage. And again, good response there by the Thunder. So make it another 2 or 3 yard gain. So ball spotted at the 31 here. So that'll 35 is the yard to get for the first down, as we see Breckheimer come off and Hancock come in. So clock runs, 7:15 and counting. A big third and four play here for the Pios. Another key play. Twins left, single receiver right. Coleman on Raby's right. 7 minutes and counting. Here's the snap. Raby, quick pass left. He's got Eichstadt. Eichstadt, he's close to a first down. I think he's got it just in time. They had him short, but I think Eichstadt stretched it forward. It all depends on the spot. And it's they're spotting him short. Wow, way short there if it's where the ref is standing. I thought Eichstadt beat that. Maybe there was a knee that I missed, but it's great response there by the Harvest defense holding Raby to that first yard and yardage. They hit Raby under coverage, thinking with his size he could muscle his way for that first, but a credit to Max Wilson there. So ball at the 34 here, 6:28 and counting. Snap to Straveler, he boots it, and it's going to bounce at the 30 and roll right, and they're just going to let it go, and the Piles will spot it at about the 28 of Wheaton. So both teams will switch squads here as the Harvest come back on offense. And there is a flag, though. Maybe if that's against the defense, we're moving the chains again for the Piles. Piles got extremely lucky on a blocked punt. And who would have known when you're batting a ball in on a blocked punt from leaving the end zone that that's a penalty? I still don't understand the logic behind that.
Yeah, yeah.
You're punishing a special teams player for his hustle. And next thing you know, the Piles... So it's two holding calls against Wheaton, so it won't result in a first down. It happened after the punt, but at least it moves them back, which I think will also be helpful for the Pio defense. So let's see what we do here. A.J. Moore in a corner along with the Marion Bridges. Your safeties are Clem and Binkowski.
Jim
so,
Clem, I believe was...
Twins left, single receiver right, ball on the right hash. There's a snap. It's a running play to Weeks, but he slips, and he gets tackled there by Evan Holm. Jim Clem, excuse me, the 5'9 junior from Lindenhurst, Illinois, bringing some home state love to Giovanni Weeks there.
As I'm remembering.
Although Weeks is from Michigan.
Last week, Don, Jim Clem was a key part on some
he was
of those
a factor,
interceptions.
Yeah.
Yes.
He covers a lot of field. And he wears a quarterback's number. So 5:48 and counting in the opening half, a 14-6 Wheaton lead, 2nd and 9 for Wheaton here at their own 17. Twins left, no receivers right, double tight end right. Weeks on Thorson's right. And quick screen. Got some blocking here. Breaks a tackle. Got first down yardage. And Finally pushed out by Binkowski and Loker. And that was the touchdown scoring Caleb Titherington. Got the first touchdown for Wheaton earlier today. And started out as a screen with great blocking there. Now Titherington lined up on the right side here. First and 10, Wheaton at their own 32, 5-16 and counting. Twins right, single receiver left, ball in the left hash. Flanker goes in motion to the left. Weeks on the right. Weeks is going to get the handoff here on the right, off tackle, and stopped by a bunch of piles, but not before getting a good five-yard gain there. Rumberg and Loker on the tackles there. Travis Rumberg and Damon Loker. So I think they're calling it a four-yard gain. Second and six at the 36 of the Thunder here. Clock continues to wind, 4:45 in the first half and counting. No receivers left, ball near the left hash. Twins right. Split end goes further out, outside. Here's a snap. Quarterback rolls out. He's got a guy. He catches it, breaks one tackle, breaks a second. First down yardage and finally brought down. So some fancy footwork there. Binkowski in on the tackle again. I think Elios Martinez was in on that too. And that was Ben Bunga, the junior from Brentwood, Tennessee. Ravenwood High School on that catch there. So now it's first and 10 at their own 45. The Thunder moving. Single receivers both sides, ball on the right hash. Tight end wing right, Weeks on Thorson's right. Here's a snap, fakes to Weeks. He's looking downfield, looking deep, down the middle. Good coverage. And it's almost intercepted. Great coverage there. In fact, Ja'Kai Bohannon and Binkowski almost kind of ran into each other trying to get the pick there. But we're grateful for the stop because that would have been a big gain there. Intended receiver, that was number 11 again, Mr. Titherington.
Yeah, you wonder.
Sounds like a Dickens character name, right? Or like
Bohannon
a Rawlings character.
Binkowski wouldn't have run into each other if they would have had.
You might have had a pick there, yeah, but at least they got the stop. Twin packages both sides for the receivers. Weeks on Thorson's right. Ball in the right hash here, second and 10. Play action. And he's got his guy again underneath, but some piles there to meet him. Great coverage there by the piles. Elios Martinez, one of the tacklers, along with Mr. Clem. Jim Clem, number 12. So big third down play for this Pio defense again. Can they hold him? Key play. 3:25 and counting in the first half. 14-6 in favor of Wheaton. Twins left, single receiver right. Ball on the right hash there. 47-yard line. Weeks on Thorson's left. Weeks now goes in motion. Here's a snap. Thorson looking to his left. He's going deep. He's got Titherington. Nope, well covered by Ja'Kai Bohannon. Throws a little wide, and Titherington made a good effort diving for it. Got a hand on it, but not enough to make a catch. So big stop for the Pio defense here with 2:58 remaining in the half. Trailing 14-6, Sammy Muth goes back deep. We'll line up about the 18 of the Pios on the right side of the field, on the Carroll side of the field. Nate Toffolon in to punt. Tough one, the 5'11 sophomore from Palatine, Illinois, Fremd High School. The punt, the snap. Oh, good pressure by the piles. And a fair catch called for at about the 8 by Muth. Good job. Some good pressure there by the piles, but great blocking by the Thunder, preventing the block. So we've seen some good individual efforts here.
Yeah, definitely.
Both sides of the ball and on special teams.
Ja'Kai Bohannon comes to mind. He's been
Certainly good coverage in that tough Titherington.
Yeah.
So here comes Raby and company. Ball in the left hash. Twins right, single receiver left. Ball at the 10-yard. Ball in the 9-yard line. 2:51 remaining. And it's going to get handed off there. I'm guessing it's Jackson Case. Not much. He's going to lose a yard there or two. Clock runs 2:43 and counting. So lost, looked like he lost two there.
Ball's in the 8-yard line, so make that. They're calling it second and 11. They need to get to the 19 for a first. So 2:25 and counting here. And I believe that last carrier was Jackson. It was either Jackson Case or it was Legs. I believe Legs is in there now. And they come to the line. Twins left, Eichstad and Hill. Hill in the flank. No receivers right. There is a tight end right. Legs is on Raby's left. 204. Here's a snap. Raby's looking deep. He's going down for Eichstad. Eichstad. No penalty. Eichstad came back for it. He was molested by number one, Riley Schwartz. And you can hear the Boo Birds.
Yeah.
Coach Buda is all over this official. The defender didn't even turn around to try to make a play. That is not a good call. A terrible no call. He had his back to the pass, which at least in the NFL I know. But I think it's the same in college. I like the call, and it should have drawn an interference. Trips left, single receiver right. 1:57 left in the half. Third and 11 here. Raby gets the snap. Some coverage here. He's in trouble, and he's going to get sacked right near the one-yard line. Wow. There wasn't a lot of guys on the line, but they found their way in there. Johnny Eller gets credit for the sack. So now a timeout. And a really terrible miscall by the officiating.
Yeah, I'd say.
On a second and 11, then results in a sack play. I know that's not the official's fault, but that Eichstad had a position on that ball and just got mauled before he had a chance to catch it. And just it's hard to get an explanation for that. And Coach Buda is still making the officials aware of what is an obvious mistake. You know, granted, Eichstad had to come back for the ball, but that corner's got to allow him to, that corner's got to turn around and make a play on it.
So Don, do you think Eichstad makes the NFL? I mean,
just really quick, Seth Kortenhoven's back to receive for Wheaton at their own 42-yard line, so they're going to have great field position. I'd like to see Eichstad play on Sundays. I think potentially he could.
Yeah.
He's got great size, great hands, just a lot of things you'd look for. Snap and the kick, and it's a squibber. It's going to bounce about the 30. It's fielded by, he's going to run from his right to his left. Couple tackles in the blocks in the back miss, but finally brought down at the 31. So 1:34 remain in excellent field position for Wheaton. And you see a couple different piles approaching the refs about blocks in the back. I thought I saw at least one. So it's a ball spot at the 32 with 1:34 remaining, and Wheaton has a chance to add to a 14-6 lead. Even if they get a field goal here, that's going to be a tough spot. Twins right, no receiver left, ball in the left hash. Tight end wing, Weeks on Thorson's right. Snap. It's going to go to Weeks on the left. Breaks a tackle and gets a few more. Looked like he was going to be stopped for two, but he did not give up. And push forward for another 4 or 5 yards. So they're going to call that, it looks like a 7-yard gain, I would think. Or 6-yard gain here. Ball at the 26. Second and 4 here. Clock winding, 1:12 and counting. Twins right. Weeks on Thorson's left. It's going to go to Weeks to the right this time. He's, wow, good. Weeks is known for his second effort. Looks like he got stopped short of a first down, and he backstrokes forward to move the chains there at the 21 of the piles. Clock will stop momentarily as they adjust the chains. Now it starts up again, 1 minute and counting. And Wheaton's got two timeouts left here, not willing to use any yet.
And they'll be getting the ball at the beginning of the second half,
yep,
as well.
Tight twins right, single receiver left, fakes a handoff. He's looking to his right in the end zone. Got a guy, it's caught by Titherington. Breaks one tackle and he's touchdown. His second touchdown of the game for Caleb Titherington.
Looked like they had him stop short, but he puts a little deke move on and backs his way in close to the cone. So make that 20-6 with 39 seconds with the extra point coming. Mateo Jesch looking to make it a 21-6 Wheaton lead. And more good news for Wheaton as they get the ball to start the second half.